Blondie.
Nikki Glaser. She was great.
She was good. But Tony?
Tony. Yeah.
He did them all, buddy. He got them all. He walked down that stage.
Like Jeff Ross is so Jewish. He watches football just to see the coin
just
flip.
Oh my God. It was good. It was really good. It's good to see Dana White there. It's kind of funny. Netflix did publish his thing that he did say, that, which wasn't the nicest thing in the world for Netflix, but he didn't have anything good to say about Netflix, basically.
Yeah, well.
And I don't blame him. He's got that kind of money. He's got that money. He could. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
A few money?
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. He's got it like that.
Well, we got to hit a break here, but second hour coming up. Plenty more to get to, I guess.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Police in riot gear block the access to the University of Chicago's quad. Just over 2,600 people have been arrested on the campuses of 50 colleges and universities since April 18th. Critics of President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war suggest the summer's Democratic National Convention could be hit by protest and scenes of chaos that undermine his re-election. Already, more than 65 organizations in Chicago and elsewhere have formed a coalition to march on the DNC when it opens there on August 19th. The PGA Championship field next week at Valhalla includes everyone from the top 100 in the world. That list officially has Tiger Woods. The Dow up 84 points, the NASDAQ adding 38. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams, your Alabama personal injury attorney with the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert all day long with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes by the end of the week, but for now, this early summer preview continues. Today, we'll see a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature up to about 91. The record, by the way, is 92. Can't rule out an isolated storm somewhere in the area, but the rain chances are very small today and tomorrow. Low tonight down to about 73. Wednesday's high, 93, would tie the record. Showers and thunderstorms become likely by Thursday and Thursday night ahead of a strong front, and then much cooler by Friday night and over the weekend, highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. A man is fighting for his life after being shot in Montgomery Monday morning. Police responded to the 500 block of East Patton Avenue near Norman Bridge Road just before 6:15 a.m., where a man was found with a life-threatening gunshot wound. The unidentified man was taken to a local hospital in critical condition. Governor Kay Ivey signed House Bill 182 on Monday. The bill will give property owners and law enforcement more tools to deal with individuals who illegally occupy the homes of others. HB 182 also increases penalties for squatters who attempt to take over a residence. The new law will go into effect June 1st. More than 8 tons of ground beef sold at Walmart stores nationwide are being recalled because of possible E. coli contamination. The recall affects ground beef, ground chuck, and ground sirloin produced on April 26th and 27th. The USDA advises throwing away the meat or returning it to the store. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Hi, I'm Mark DePlanche with Admiral Movers. People ask, what makes Admiral Movers different from other movers? It's simple. We take pride in caring for our team, so we know that they will take care of you. All of our team members are Admiral employees. They are all fully background checked and trained in-house. We never hire day laborers. So for your next move, whether it's a commercial move or household move, across town or across the country, call Montgomery's favorite movers, Admiral Movers. Mention code SUMMER10 to save 10% on your next move.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
It broadcast me out on the radio.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm Joey. Eddie Bader is still here. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing good, Joey. A lot better now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, wait, why are you doing a lot better now?
Because we have a lovely lady with us.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. Right. You don't like spending time with me, though?
I do, but Joey, we have the opportunity to spend time with such a lovely, wonderful person.
Ah, yes.
Why would I just...
Sorry, I didn't mean to get all jealous. Hey, Madeline Cannon.
Hey.
How you doing?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Well, we're having fun
today. Good to see you.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's good to see you, not look at him. Right. I'll put it that way. But how's it going there at Alabama Home Mortgage?
Doing well.
Good deal.
Yep. Same old, doing mortgages all day long.
Okay.
Have you noticed, and we've noticed in the last couple of weeks, a little bit of uptick in the housing market?
Yes. Things,
more people are calling. Phone calls are being made. People are getting ready to make some moves.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the big issues has been supply and demand, right? Mm-hmm. So we've had a lot of people who are interested in purchasing homes, but no homes to buy. Sorry. So the inventory has been low, but we're starting to see that pick up a little bit.
Yep. That's what we're seeing, too.
Yep.
So what I've been telling folks is, like, when they look at international, national headlines, they might be a little scared.
Sure.
Which, you know, the headlines are designed to be that way, to intrigue right. you, to get yep. you to click on it. But you shouldn't, like, base a judgment like refinancing or buying a home based on national headlines.
Right.
You should talk to, like, pros like y'all.
Yeah, and the interest rates, I mean, relatively speaking, for the last 5 years, they're high. But if you look at it historically, these rates are pretty levelized. Yeah. You know, once upon a time, not too long ago, 70s, 80s, rates were double digits on mortgages.
Yep. First mortgage was 10%.
Yeah.
I was glad to get it.
Now, granted, the average home price was a lot lower. So I think that's what's really different this time around is we've got the average home price is over $400,000. Now, that's nationally, not here in our area. Over $400,000 coupled with an average interest rate over 7%. That's where people are getting that heartburn, is that it's just more expensive to be a homeowner than it has been in the past. Now, mind you, rent's not getting any cheaper either.
It is not.
Right. So even though it is more costly to purchase a home, those of you who are renting, I mean, wouldn't you rather pay your own mortgage than your landlord's mortgage? It's time for us to take a look and see what you could qualify to buy today.
And of course, if, you know, credit card APRs aren't getting any lower. No, credit card debt isn't getting any lower.
No. And we've actually had a lot of older applicants that are on a fixed income. Mm-hmm. They're really feeling the pinch of this economy, more so than most. And a lot of them actually have homes that are paid for, and they have decided after looking at their financial landscape, maybe it makes sense to refinance. I'm working with a woman out of Prattville who has a home that's paid for, but we're going to do a cash out on her home and be able to free up a lot of money paying off major credit card debt and giving her the funds she needs to renovate her home and put her in a much better position.
Yeah, and it's those sorts of stories that I love in the sense that it's about the dollars and cents and we follow the numbers and we get the best possible deal and, you know, it's a business here.
Yeah.
But you're also helping somebody out. You know, the financial stress leads to just general stress, leads to a lack of quality in life, less quality in life.
That's right. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that keeps people up at night, right? Yep, we want to give them peace of mind.
Well, and I love that y'all do that. You actually get to know your customers.
That's right. Yeah. we want to build a rapport and a relationship so that they feel comfortable coming back to us in the future and referring us to their friends and family.
So is there any hope that there will be a relenting when it comes to the general interest rates, or is that more just a we'll see what the Fed decides sort of question?
Well, the Federal Reserve actually does not control mortgage rates. Right. That's kind of a, you know, everybody watches the Fed to see, to see what's going to happen to mortgage rates. Now, it does control other rates, so auto loans, credit card rates, the rates you earn on money market and savings accounts, but it doesn't control mortgage rates. Now, what they do dictates the mortgage market in a big way. So I wouldn't say they're completely separate, but what the Fed says is going to happen between now and year end, I wouldn't put too much stock into that.
Thank you.
Right. I know that we've got an election coming up between now and then, so if anything, I think something miraculous may happen right before the general election, just so that it's at the top of mind when people hit the ballot box. Maybe they'll forget what's happened the last few years. But if nothing else, most economists are thinking it's going to be probably quarter one of 2025.
Okay, that makes sense to me. Now, let's talk about pre-approval. Like, that's the beginning of the home buying process.
That's right.
And y'all are the gold standard when it comes to pre-approval, but explain that to folks.
Yeah, so pre-approval, it allows you as a potential home buyer to see exactly what you qualify for. So before you ever start looking at homes, meet with a real estate agent, we pull your credit, we get your employment and income information so that we can tell you exactly what you qualify to buy, what you can expect as far as a down payment, what your monthly payment's going to look like, what down payment you would need, if any. So that's the reason that you need to give us a call to get pre-approved before you ever get started.
Right, and I think there are a lot of sellers who know, oh, wait, y'all got pre-approved by Alabama Home Mortgage? We know you're good.
Well, we try to be, especially in this market. You know, real estate agents look at who the lender is.
Local lenders are so important.
Yes. Yep. I mean, the fact that they know us, we're their neighbors, we're not some 1-800 national lender that they can't see or doesn't respond to emails and phone
calls. Can't get a hold of, yeah.
That's right. So your first step is to get pre-approved by a local lender like Alabama Home Mortgage.
And so that number is still 567-4223?
Yes, 567-4223, or you can start the pre-approval process on our website at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Nice, folks. Nice. Well, there is a difference in mortgage companies. I can't forget that. And NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Okay. Business over?
Yeah, we got time to hang out?
Yeah, we can hang out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. How's the kids doing? I've been seeing pictures. Y'all are just the most adorable family.
Oh, well, thank you. We're doing good. I can't believe Emmett's already almost a year old, 2 months,
and he'll be
a
year old.
I know.
Wow.
I know. And then Truman's two, so we're in the thick of it.
My goodness.
Yeah.
The niece, Lucy, is coming down. My brother.
Oh, yeah.
Lucy's mom is getting a vacation, much needed one, to go hang out with friends. So my brother's coming to Montgomery in a week or two. And I look forward to seeing her, because last time I saw her, she was just kind of a cute little lump.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could rock the bassinet a little bit.
Yeah.
But now she's making sounds, faces, very expressive.
How old is she now?
I think it's about 6 months.
Yeah, so that's a sweet time.
You gonna be walking around a brand new baby?
I don't know, walking around.
Strolling?
I don't know about strolling.
Going to the park? You think puppies bring them in? Brand new babies bring them in.
No, my brother just said, hey, how about you just try watching TV with her cuddling in your lap? And I'm like, sure. He's like, it's awesome.
Oh, man. That's great. That's great. Right.
You're going to have the favor.
Yeah, I think so.
So true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, until diaper time comes, then that fever kind of subsides.
Yeah, and also, like, I've been hearing about all the tough parts, too. Like, we're always sick.
Oh, yes.
Like, coming home.
Especially if you have little ones in daycare. Mm-hmm. It's like Petri dish. Yes, that, you know,
exactly.
Just pass it all around.
But, you know, that strengthens the kid's immune system over time.
Yeah, but it's killing mom and dad. It's killing me.
Right. Oh, yeah. My brother was telling me about it. I'm like, you had this and then that? Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
And they're both working, folks. Yeah. My sister-in-law is a doctor, and is actually a baby doctor.
Cool.
So, yeah, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, Lucy couldn't be in better hands.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So, that's all I have on kids. Like, talking about wholesome family stuff, Eddie, really?
I've got a wholesome family person right here who has a beautiful family that's on Facebook on the regular.
Oh, well, thank you.
What do you think about them hill people?
Yeah, y'all were talking about them.
You know some of them, too? Don't act like you don't.
I'm looking at you, Eddie. with your camo shirt or whatever that is.
All right. Yeah, up in the hills of Titus.
Yes, that's right. The hills of Titus. Beware of us.
Well, there's some hills there.
There's a couple.
I felt some inclines.
Yeah. Not so much. Titus, we got good folks. It's when you go north of Millbrook in the Marbury area and places like that, that's when you need to watch out.
But. Hey, now. Don't be alienating our listening base.
So, you know, being a mother, and we were beginning the show talking about this idea of kids need to be banned from social media. The federal government, their proposal's bipartisan, in particular Katie Britt, Ted Cruz on the Republican side, and a couple other Democrats. How do you feel, like, as you're, this is, you know, several years down the road, but what are your thoughts on, like, how soon would you give a kid a smartphone, let them hop on social media?
Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't have social media until I was in college. I wasn't allowed to have social media.
Are you going to follow that path?
I mean, I think so. There's no need for them to, especially, like, these kids are in elementary school, and they're already on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all the things. There's just way too much on there. I just don't think it's necessary. They need to get out and do something else.
Do you think it's on the government's responsibility to ban it, or is it on the family to say, you know what, this is our policy, it's our family policy?
I mean, I'm not one for government regulation.
That's my government.
Amen.
But, I mean, we have a lot of parents that aren't being parents. So,
right. But that's what we need to address, and I don't know how. I don't have the answers, but that's where the address needs to come from. I don't need my politician leaders, who barely can handle that job, trying to run my family.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
It's a slippery slope for sure.
And now, you know, there was another one they passed, that whole TikTok, like TikTok has to change ownership or sell their shares. China isn't influencing the young people of our country.
Yeah.
Well, TikTok is suing the United States government now.
They have to.
Saying it's a potential ban that violates the First Amendment.
Well, not only that, when you're banning that product and say they're successful with that, they're just going to continue doing it. And like me, I have a drone. I have two very expensive drones that they're Chinese made, because the American companies are three times as much or higher.
Mm-hmm.
They have the same technology.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, the TikTok ban's kind of going through. They're pushing that on these drones as well. And all they're trying to do, I don't care what they tell me, they're saying the American company can't cut it at this price, so we'll run everybody else out of business. Then the American company can have the business. But that's not the way we do things.
Right. When the lawsuit filed Tuesday in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, argues that the bill, the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act.
The name of that bill should tell you all you need to know right there.
They're saying that act violates constitutional protections of free speech. The suit calls the law an unprecedented violation of the First Amendment. Quote, for the first time in history, Congress has enacted a law that subjects a single named speech platform to a permanent nationwide ban, TikTok wrote. the and bars every American from participating in a unique online community with more than 1 billion people worldwide. The company argues that invoking national security concerns is not a sufficient reason for restricting free speech, and that the burden is on the federal government to prove that this restriction is warranted. It has not met that burden, the lawsuit states. DOJ did not immediately respond for a request to comment on the story. Now, though, in American history, we've seen it before. Like, it, and people are like, oh, the founding generation was so much better.
No, not on this kind of thing.
Like, the Alien and Seditions Act, that was John Adams' second president. Like, the French. We got to worry about the French, of all people, getting in here and influencing. It's going to be like these Jacobins that are cutting people's heads off. We don't need that in America.
Who do you think brought all these white scarves to America? That was the French.
I thought it was furs.
No, French.
You know the French have won more battles than any other nation in history.
They keep a white hanky in their pocket at all times, just in case.
Just because of World War II, they have to keep that rep.
No, not just World War II. They are cowards. Look who's running their country.
Napoleon was a coward?
No, he was a short guy. I know you like him because you guys got that similarity going on. I'm so tall.
Anyway.
I just think it's interesting how they want to protect us from every government but our own.
Right.
Well, good point.
Exactly.
And they want to secure everybody else's borders except our own.
Right. Well, even all these, university encampments, I mean, they built walls around themselves.
Right.
Well, and when I see what's going on in college campuses, I'm like, well, kind of let the idiots play it out. I don't like what's going on and what's being said, but...
But the minute that you keep anybody else from...
Yeah, you bar property, you destroy property.
And if you don't stop it there...
Right, I agree. I agree with that.
I'm just so thankful that, I'm past that point of life. I'm off college campuses. I spent a great deal of my life on a school campus. And I kind of hope that between now and when my boys are old enough, to graduate from high school, that either something's changed on that front or they find something else. A trade or something that does not require them to go to a four-year university.
Well, did you see the, I guess it was a protest at Alabama on the grounds there where the protesters came together to say F Joe Biden?
Oh.
Yeah, both sides.
Both sides came together.
Well, there you go. Common ground.
Right. Who saw that coming?
Now, before I forget, this whole, that Alien Sedition Act thing, that could apply possibly... Part of the story could apply to Donald Trump because, Stormy Daniels just testified. By the way, they're saying that they're moving for a mistrial. Judge has denied that motion, though, but they're saying Daniels' testimony had nothing to do with the crime we're potentially talking about here. So, Trump keeps violating the gag order. And I think he said the other day that, for freedom, I'll gladly pay the price. I'll go to prison. I'll go to jail. I'll do it easily. Mm. Make me like Nelson Mandela. He's going to say something.
My favorite thing was that press conference when they were trying to get him on that crazy bail amount, remember?
Yeah.
And seize his assets and all. And one of the reporters asked him, what is it going to be? And he turned around as he's walking out the building and he goes, cash, cash. I was like, I love that.
That's a power move,
yes.
Baby.
Yes.
But if you go all the way back to the nation's kind of that founding period, Adams is president. They passed the Alien and Sedition Acts, which prohibited malicious writing about the American government as a whole or the houses of Congress or the president. Did not include the vice president because Jefferson was vice president. He hated this law. He said, people can say whatever they want about me. And so Matthew Lyon is this guy's name. He had a publication, his own newspaper. He printed an editorial which included charges that Adams had a, quote, unbounded thirst for ridiculous pomp, foolish adulation, and self-avarice, as well as the accusation that Adams had corrupted the Christian religion to further his war aims. So, he kept writing all this stuff, but I learned this from Judge Napolitano. Because Adams would, he spent too much time in Europe. He'd walk around D.C. in, a purple robe with, these gold tassels and stuff. He was a little imperial for everybody's taste. He'd spent too much time in the courts of Europe. And a lot of guys getting into middle age, and now Adam's older than I am, but I know the feeling. He was getting a little plump, a little fat.
Happens when you get older.
And so Lyon called Adams all sorts of names. And he finally said, because you were immune. If you stalked on the floor of the Congress, you could say whatever you want, even with the Alien and Sedition Acts in effect. But out in public, whether you're writing in a newspaper or just speaking, I believe he said, as Adams walked by, ladies and gentlemen, his rotundity.
Oh, wow.
And for that and a few other violations, he is sentenced to 4 months in a 16 by 12 foot jail cell used for felons, counterfeiters, thieves, and runaway slaves. Thing is, he runs for re-election while in jail, and he won. Nearly doubling the votes of his closest adversary. So,
will history repeat itself?
I do wonder. And I kind of want Trump to now start saying, well, it doesn't really apply, but it'd be fun to be like, Joe Biden is a fat ass. I know people say I'm a little plump. I like McDonald's. But, like, I want him to start saying whatever he can. This judge, he's a pervert. He really
he
is.
He puts that out there now.
Right.
I love watching Trump do, like, his... he turns in circles like he doesn't know where he is. Like, Joe Biden, you know, and shakes ghost hands and everything. So he already kind of has the mimicking down pat.
He's not afraid to put it out there.
Yeah.
And I love it.
So I do wonder this whole, like, Trump's going to be thrown in jail... thing. It's like, to folks like me, I'm kind of like, well, this is fun. Just,
they keep doubling down on, hey, we got him this time. And all it does is make his poll numbers go up. Put him in jail. Go ahead. At this point, go ahead. You're going to lose anyway. You're going to lose.
Like, how many people do you know would sell copies of their mugshot?
I mean, I can be very honest.
And gold shoes.
If I could make that kind of money, I would sell my mugshot, and I've got one.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to capitalize on that opportunity. I mean, he's going to continue to flourish no matter what they do to him.
Now, earlier in the show, somebody asked me, who do I think should be the VP pick? Eddie, you know the rules.
If you change the filter.
Please leave the role.
Change the filter.
But it asked us what should be the VP pick. Well, after that roast, I said Trump should go with Tom Brady. I'm going with Tom. Tom, a lot of people underestimated him. Greatest of all time. The GOAT, as some folks say.
Tom could take it until they mess with Robert Kraft. And then, well, Robert, when they said something about Robert Kraft, he got up and he told the guy, don't say that again.
Don't say that crap again. Yeah. I think the joke was something to the effect of, it was a play on the story that Brady went into Robert Kraft's office with his backpack there, brand new draft pick. You know, 190-something, the sixth round. And he said to Robert Kraft, I'm the best decision your organization has ever made. Then he gave Robert a massage. Yeah, that's the one he got up and go, don't say that again.
Which was funny, but the whole thing was funny.
The part where they talked about how many championship rings he had, and then he had like one more because it was Giselle's wedding ring.
Yeah, Randy Moss is over there asking, can I have that ring, or perhaps the ring that Giselle stole from you? Can I have that?
Yeah.
Well, and I think these.
Or Putin. He even asked Putin, can I have Putin's ring?
I thought it was. I was impressed at how quick 3 hours went. You know, this is the premiere of these Netflix live events.
Live, yeah.
And you got to wonder, it makes me think they're building up to where now you're. Like your entertainment awards will probably be on Netflix. I think they're trying to gear up to be able to do big live events. And if this weekend was an example.
They did pretty good this weekend, didn't they? I didn't see any major gaffes.
Because also Cat Williams was live.
Right. That was live?
I believe it was live.
Oh, I didn't know that.
These streaming services are wearing me out, though. Like, how many are we going to have?
Right.
We were talking about that this weekend. I'm like, between all of us.
Just swap
all of us,
each month.
You know.
And not only that's the way to do it if you're going to try to save some money, because they just nickel and dime you to death.
But
after about a month, you've seen everything on it. So Joey's got a good idea. Swap the next one. Let them reload, and you come back around again next month. Not a bad idea.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the conversation. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. And there at the Goodson Group, Bo and his team are ready to help you with buying or selling here in the Montgomery and surrounding areas here in the River Region real estate market. And it's not only folks who are looking to buy and sell that the Goodson Group can help. They can also help you manage a rental investment. They have management services available should you want to rent out your home. And then the Goodson Group is also the home of the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed in the great state of Alabama. Bo's been through it all in 40 plus years. The good, bad, and the ugly, you can learn direct from him. And a lot of folks have graduated, gone on to great success as fully licensed realtors, whereas more knowledgeable private players. So check them out today. You can always go to thegoodsongroup.com or give them a call at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group, great sponsor here of News and Views in the afternoon.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes by the end of the week, but for now, this early summer preview continues. Today, we'll see a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature up to about 91. The record, by the way, is 92. Can't rule out an isolated storm somewhere in the area, but the rain chances are very small today and tomorrow. Low tonight down to about 73. Wednesday's high, 93, would tie the record. Showers and thunderstorms become likely by Thursday and Thursday night ahead of a strong front, and then much cooler by Friday night and over the weekend. Highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. News and Views in the afternoon. We'll keep going here. Let's listen in to what we were just quoting. This is Trump outside of the courtroom just the other day. I think yesterday. Talking about what he's willing to do for the Constitution.
I thought they were going to be finished today, and they want 2 to 3 more weeks. The judge asked him, and playing right into the judge's hands. The judge is so happy about 2 to 3 more weeks because they all question, a simple question. I'd like to give it, but I can't talk about it because this judge has given me a gag order and said you'll go to jail if you violate it. And frankly, you know what? Our Constitution is much more important than jail. It's not even close. I'll do that sacrifice any day.
Yeah. It's funny that now there's a article on Fox that says Mayor Adams says Rikers Island is prepared if Trump is to go to jail.
Oh, really?
In Rikers Island. That's, I guess that's the plan.
That would be, I think, dumb.
That would be, yeah, bring it on.
But, you know, occasionally it's healthy to listen to the other side with the other propaganda networks. And I'm happy. You want to call me a propagandist, go ahead.
Okay, propagandist. I'd rather call you other things.
Healthy. It makes me feel sick listening to it.
Right, but it's kind of like getting a, how long a tolerance. You like if you want to get like anti-poison effects. You take a little bit of the poison.
Right.
So to do that, I don't know if y'all saw it making the rounds yesterday on the Twitter. An old clip of Tucker Carlson and Rachel Maddow. I'll see if I can find it. But my biggest takeaway is like they look like twins.
I should say they looked alike.
They literally both had the same haircut.
Yep.
I could pull off that haircut. Like, if you know, the little coiffed up, like, sort of thing. And it was like, and she's wearing blush? Like, she's actually wearing prominent makeup? It was a different time back in the early aughts.
I guess.
And they sounded like characters on The West Wing. They really did. It's that sort of glib American, quick, fast talking. Yeah. Like, everybody, okay, great. So, but this is Rachel Maddow, I believe, last night. And this is her talking about, well, Trump could very well go to prison. Let's try to tolerate this all together.
Out of public life, right? So maybe that could have been what he traded his freedom for. No, for our sins, what we've got now is one of these guys who's staying in public life. And therefore, the threat is alive, right? He's running to get back into the presidency with four different criminal trials stacked up like taxiing planes on a runway. And so, no, none of us having any idea what it will mean for us as a country for him to be sent to jail as part of these criminal proceedings is part of what is new for us in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Justice Juan Marchand in New York said jail is what is coming next if Trump continues to disobey court orders. And do you think he's going to continue to disobey these court orders? And Justice Marchand today said, quote, I worry about the people who would have to execute that sanction, the court officers, the correction officers, the Secret Service detail, among others. I worry about them and about what would go into executing such a sanction. Of course, I'm also aware of the broader implications of such a sanction. But at the end of the day, I have a job to do. Your continued violations of this court's lawful order threaten to interfere with the administration of justice. Constant attacks which constitute a direct attack on the rule of law. I cannot allow that to continue. As much as I don't want to impose a jail sanction, and I've done everything I can to avoid doing so, I want you to understand that I will. I will do it if I have to. Your direct attack on the rule of law cannot be allowed to continue. Just a signal moment in American history today. And it's sort of clearer to me on this day, at this moment, than it's ever been in my lifetime. That the rule of law isn't just a bumper sticker, right? It isn't an abstract thing. It doesn't float in like a miasma and suffuse the atmosphere.
Right,
the rule of law is specific stuff. In a day-to-day way, it means, for example, that court orders must be obeyed. And if you don't obey them, the court will punish you for that. It means, for another example, that people who are part of the judicial system, judges, court personnel, juries, witnesses, defense lawyers, prosecutors, it means they're also able to do their work without being threatened or intimidated or being harassed or fired by people who are associated with the accused. That's law and order, right? That's the rule of law. That's a nuts and bolts concrete thing.
So it's the rule of law at stake.
Yeah, getting a lecture from them about law and order. That's pretty funny.
It is rich.
I'd like to egg her Subaru.
Well, and I also love this idea that any law these legislatures pass, it's just. Any prosecution brought, just. That's the rule of law. The government makes rules, and if you break them, then it's justice for you to fall under the sword of the government. Well, I think there are such things. In fact, there are many of things called unjust laws?
I think there's quite a few of them.
Yeah, there's targeted prosecution.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
And in fact, you can also have a society that has so many damn laws, so many, that the rule of law is completely eviscerated because there are so many laws, the arbitrariness by which you can be prosecuted, especially if you get too close to the sun like Trump has, well, the odds go up and up and up. It's absurd. We're upholding just... Yeah, you reconstituted a law at the state level to try to make it a state felony based on a federal financial violation that the feds themselves declined to look into. How is that justice? How is that the rule of law? How is all these gag orders even helping at all? It isn't. It simply isn't. And in fact, the more I think about it, I think the rule of law is a damn dirty myth that a bunch of political people who have the law on their side love to push on everybody else. Sorry to sound like a critical race theorist, but they know what I'm talking about. Was there ever a time in this country where people are dragged into court on false pretenses, trumped up charges, no pun intended, and then thrown through the rule of law and substantive due process? Yeah, many times. And it's happening now. What's happening is that the pretense has been dropped. The mask has been dropped. That we sit here and pretend like, oh, we just have these neutral experts applying the rules evenly. Mm-hmm. No. We have a bunch of narcissistic psychopaths that are lying and manipulating people, especially through emotional blackmail, in order to get you to give up and support them while tricking you into thinking you actually have power. And that they actually give a damn about you.
That'll preach. Yeah. Get them, Joey.
So... thanks for the lecture, Mad Al.
Mad Cow.
Mad Cow?
And these are the same people that lead all the exonerate movements, trying to get murderers off of death row and everything, because the justice system is so broken, right? Yeah. But then they believe in the justice system if it goes their way.
Sure. Remember Eric Holder? Remember he was held in contempt of court? You know, they never did anything about that. Fast and Furious documents that he refused to turn over, that he was told to turn over. Because he's a Democrat, nothing was ever done.
Well, and I'm just starting to think there's nothing just about this stupid game we're being forced to play this election season. If the majority mattered, Trump and Biden wouldn't be the nominees. But there are, I've said it before, I'll keep saying it, there are a lot of choices made for you before you ever get to pretend you have a choice.
100%.
On election day. But of course, now the experts at B, you know, these genius clerics that are good with the pen, like if you state ideas like that, you're now just playing into Russia and China. Again, well, we suck, but they suck worse. Right. Like, okay, no, how about we just call everybody out for how much they suck? That said, I think this is going to happen to me if I keep doing this job. Let's go back in the time machine.
Okay.
Because when I saw this clip, I think this is from 2006. Yeah, it's Decision 2006.
Okay.
This is Tucker Carlson when he was an anchor there and Rachel Maddow. Look at how young they are, how energetic they are, and reflect on, even if you love Tucker or you love Maddow, like look at like how much the job and the politics has just shown up on these people's faces. There's some folks saying Tucker doesn't look a day older. Oh, yeah, he does.
Well, it's been 18 years.
Right. Right.
So I'm sure we all look different, too.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Blast from the past. This is what cable news used to sound like. It really does have a different, like, meter and lilt to it.
Welcome back to our special coverage of Decision 2006 Battleground America.
He looks like a frat boy.
Okay, look at that baby. Decision 2006 in America, too. Like, see?
Let's assume the Democrats will control Congress in November, and it certainly looks that way now. Now, let's imagine a world where people like Nancy Pelosi and John Conyers hold the future of our nation in their hands. Here to help us ponder that terrifying probability, our old pal from Air America Radio, Rachel Maddow, joining us from New York.
I would not even recognize her if he didn't introduce her.
Yeah, Madeline, your face when you saw her.
I mean, she had a little glam to her.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
How many years ago was it?
Well, she was on Fox. You know, you got to be glamorous to be
on
Fox.
That's true.
Well, no, this is MSNBC.
Oh, is it?
Really?
Okay,
this is the old MSNBC.
Oh, well.
No, we can keep going with it.
Hi, Tucker. Rachel. Nice to see you.
Great to see you. What's the first thing, apart from nationalizing the railroads and passing the transgender amendment, Democrats are going to do when they take power?
Well, I mean, there's a lot to get to right away. We have to make everybody get gay married, and okay. We have to ban the Bible, and we have to send you to Guantanamo. After we, you know, get rid of the first tier order of business. I mean, you know,
there are going to be some subpoenas headed to the White House, aren't there? Well, I mean, let's be honest.
Maybe there will be. I mean, it's possible that Democrats will take both houses.
And I love how, like, all the extremes will never happen.
Yeah, fast forward about 20 years.
I didn't even know in 2006 we were talking about transgender.
Right. Well, but it was a throwaway line, but how kooky is that?
I know.
Right. Ideas have consequences.
Yes, they do.
And this is what I'm getting at, folks. A lot of choices are made before you're ever allowed to have a choice. A lot of people have set up the program, and you're downstream from what they've been doing.
She almost is attractive.
Did you?
I've got to quit looking.
I had the same thought. I'm glad you just admitted it.
She is. I mean,
but they do have the same haircut. They're just like parting their hair in opposite directions.
Literally, they look like they're from the same family.
Yeah.
And mom cut both their hair.
And they're wearing the same clothes, too. They both have their button down and their blazer on.
This is very true.
No, she is a handsome woman.
Handsome is not. That's not how you describe it.
Yeah. That's not what you said.
No. The ladies. No.
She has potential then. I just.
No, but what a blast from the past. Like, it really is surreal to look back and go, that used to be the only main source of information, that and newspapers.
Kind of looks like her mugshot.
Yeah. How far this country has come. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by James Cole and Cole Plumbing. Y'all know Cole Plumbing, right?
Yes, I do. Very well.
Yeah, you've worked with James before. I've worked with
many
James
a times.
Before.
He's coming to save the day.
And they can help with, like, big problems. Say you find an awful leak.
Yeah.
Like, the ceiling's starting to sag.
That's not
exactly. That big watermark.
Don't pop it. Yeah. It ain't a pimple. Don't pop it.
Or the carpet's, like, soaked to the bone. Or it could be your backyard's flooded.
Yeah.
Like, where did this come from?
No rain.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the rain. Yeah, right. You're right. I thought we were in a drought. Well, it could be you have a burst pipe. Mm. Or you just have a massive leak. And the beautiful thing about Cole Plumbing is they have the proprietary pipelining technology that allows them with minimal discomfort to you and your home to get in there and solve the problem. So that means they're not going to have to dig up a huge hole in that backyard or tear out a bunch of drywall in order to find the problem and fix it. And with precision and expertise, they can get the job done. And of course, they can help you with everyday plumbing problems from clogged drains, low water pressure, even something like tree root invasion. Yeah. Maybe you've been in a house for a long time. Those trees have been growing up.
Yep.
Well, they grow underneath the ground, too.
Yeah, they do. They grow right through that pipe.
Or it could be a gas line leak. Maybe even your sump pump in your basement ain't working.
All bad things.
Not good at all.
But Cole Plumbing can fix all of it. Or maybe you just need an upgrade to, say, a tankless water heater system, or you want to get, like, real fancy. Like, if I had a lot of money, a Japanese toilet might be in the cards.
I think so.
A Japanese toilet.
Yeah, Toto toilets with the warm seat.
Yeah, the South Park episode sold me.
Very nice.
I'll take your word for it.
Or you could just go with a normal bidet. Cole Plumbing can literally help you with all of this, folks. Maybe
I don't
a taller
know if
toilet.
There's any such thing as a normal bidet.
Yeah, I mean, there's anyway, their number, 279-8919. That's 279-8919. And just remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
It's time to show mom how much you appreciate her with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Mother's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 85-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for mom. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. I'm not alone, folks. Eddie's here, as is Madeline Cannon.
Still here.
I'm so glad you're still here. We have not run you off yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, we'll get there. I thought my rant might have, like, gotten you. I'm going to go, Joey. I've got things to do.
It was a good revival.
It was.
Appreciate that. And let's go to the phones, talk to James. Hey, James, how you doing?
Hey, James?
Did we lose James?
Oh, no. Is James on?
It's not James. We talked to Jeff.
No, it's James.
Is it
James?
Oh, are we on the air?
Yes.
Yeah, it is him.
My bad. Excuse me. I must have set the phone down too long, huh, Joey?
Yes, sir.
Have you heard that the Boy Scouts have changed the name to Scouting America?
I saw that.
It's official. What exactly are they scouting?
That's a good question, Joey. I'm not going to pontificate there.
Wise man.
Also, as I was driving in from the county seat. Or maybe I was driving into town. I'm not sure. But anyway, regardless of where... Oh, my gosh, did I use that double negative? As I was listening to the radio earlier, I heard where you were talking about the hill people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, just from another poorly read man. The book on hill people that I have read is Our Southern Highlanders. Are you with me, Joey?
Mm-hmm.
Our Southern Highlanders. It is a book by Horace Gephardt, who was a librarian from St. Louis, Missouri. It was written in the early 1900s. I think the first printing of this book was 1910, and then it was re-released after some additional work and maybe some editing and that sort of thing. I think in 1913... I think I'm correct, but it's Our Southern Highlanders. It may be something that would interest you. Of course, I realized before we were talking about that wonderful woman from California, Maxine Waters.
Right.
Yes, but it's a nice little book.
Our Southern Highlanders. Okay.
Yes. You can probably find it out there somewhere. And again, that's Horace Gephardt.
K-E-P-H-A-R-T.
Cool.
It's a nice read. I have it here in my library of few volumes, which I reread from time to time.
Yeah, the only hill people story I heard is my dad was doing a construction planning job. He's a civil engineer doing a construction planning job up in West Virginia. And where they were building this factory was quite off the beaten path, like a few hours from the airport. And, winding hills, roads, and where they were building this place was on essentially a big... man-made, like almost like a platform, so it was pretty easy to see, but all around it was forest.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad gets there kind of late after getting off, driving after the flight, and the contractor who meets him there says, come inside quick, get your stuff in here. And he's like why, like, I'm tired, man, give me a second. He's like, no, the hill people will shoot at you. And my dad thought, like, oh, you're making a joke. He's like, no, I'm not joking. Get your ass inside. They'll not kill you, but to mess with you.
Have you ever been to West Virginia, Joey?
I have not.
I have. It's beautiful.
I've heard
of it. Pocahontas County is the county where Snowshoe Mountain
is. That's where
I
was at.
And I've been up there a time or two, 22, let's call it, for sake of argument. To ski.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ski, Joey?
I do not ski.
Oh, Joey. You don't ski. Do you play tennis?
No.
You're 0 for 2 with James.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, do you read, Joey?
Yeah, I read.
He does read.
Okay, now, since we're talking about Southern Highlanders, the man's name was Thomas Hambright. I got it right that time. Thomas Hambright from Mooresville, North Carolina. That would be north of Charlotte, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting gentleman. You should Google him. Thomas Hambright. He's actually referenced in James Ray Brown's Love in Key West, A Man and a Woman. What about that, Joey?
Well, you snuck in that self-promotion. Appreciate the call, James. 272-9228. Hey, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And they're at Montgomery Men's Health. They can help you fellas out, especially because, you know, guys, there are two things that affect men as we mature. Erectile dysfunction is one of them. Mm-hmm. That's one way it presents itself, that maturity. Or it could be a more generalized problem that might actually be contributing to the ED, low testosterone. And these are not things to deny, put off, be ashamed about, and certainly not something to wait to get fixed. So if you're walking around with lack of motivation, energy, and drive, including a decrease in that sex drive, seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, and you're working out, you haven't changed your eating habits, you're just noticing, like, yeah, this is all starting to happen. Like, and more generally, like, you're mentally, it feels like you're walking through life in a fog. Well, that very well could be low testosterone. Knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating some of these symptoms. So what you need to do is go by Montgomery Men's Health. The providers there will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And by the way, you might as well do this as an annual men's health routine. Get your testosterone checked and PSA checked. It's a great marker for prostate health. And here's the beauty, though. Montgomery Men's Health, if you do have low T, has low T treatments that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
That's right, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido, which is just a fancy Latin word for a sex drive. You can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. So have we learned anything this hour? That Rachel Maddow actually used to be a bit of a looker?
No, no, Joey.
I wouldn't go so far.
No.
That's what Eddie says.
She had potential, but she turned that potential off.
You're telling me, that, you know, wait, hold on. Let's hear it.
It's likely, I think, that they'll take one house. That's not such a crazy situation. I mean, since Bush has been president, there was a period of time when the Democrats controlled the Senate and the world didn't end. It's not like the entire country or even our entire political system will change. I don't think you should expect a dramatic change in governing.
No, I don't. And it'll still be, I mean, look, one thing Republicans have sort of learned and should have learned a long time ago is it's very hard to govern with a small majority. And Democrats will have to face the same problem. Everybody knows the drill. But the subpoena power, I believe, is a big deal. And
no, it wasn't Tucker.
Tucker has such a different tenor back then. He doesn't even sound like himself to me.
Right.
Had a couple kids.
It'll do it to you.
Yeah.
But just backing it up to Matt out there, you don't think that she's a
liar? No, since she opened her mouth, that ended that. That potential walked right out of there.
Well, and how bad the TV quality is. Like, how used we're now to, like, 4K HD
stuff.
Yeah,
now you can see every little
imperfection. Now you can see how ugly she really is.
Right. No, like, we've got these cheap cameras, and the resolution's better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, I see every pore, Eddie.
I know. It's awful. It's awful. I'm not even a vain person.
Well, Madeline, it's lovely seeing you.
Thank you for having me. Always